it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reach people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh and joined here, of course, with Joe and Angel McGee once again. And so glad to have you guys joining us today.
Happy New Year!
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. 2021 was a great year. No matter what it felt like, we got through it. We got through it. Victory. And so this next year, 2022, we're excited for it. And Joe, like you always say, this is the best time to be alive.
It is the best time to be alive for whatever reason God's allowed us to be here in the last days, which are the greatest days to be alive. Boy, it is. Opportunities are abounding on every side. That's the truth.
Yes. And, you know, I just want to do a quick plug. Joe did a great series called Thriving in the Last Days, a podcast. I believe it was an 8-part series. You need to go back and listen to it if you missed it, because it's talking about the importance of not only what's happening right now, but your role in this day and age as well. So make sure to go listen to it. But guys, we're excited for 2022. Joe, you're going to be traveling all over the U.S., visiting a lot of churches, helping to strengthen marriages, helping parents be better parents, and help grow strong families. But, you know, it's important as we're starting this new year to have a vision for where we're going in this year, not just hoping for the best, but actually having a plan to go forward.
God has plans. God plans.
Yes.
You know, what they said, you know, Jesus would go away at night and he'd pray all night. Most of the time after a hard day's work, where'd Jesus go? You know, the boys are sleeping. He's out there praying. What are you praying about? What I'm going to do the next day. I'm praying what God's got in mind. I mean, they're down at Peter's mother-in-law's house. Miracles are happening. She's been healed. Man, people are showing up. They got revival. And so Peter slept all night. He gets up early the next morning. They're lined up around the house, ready for that meeting to start. So he goes and he finds Jesus. Hey, Jesus, man, we got a great thing going on, man. Revival's happening. I've been praying. We got to go over here. He said, what? Yeah, I was praying. The Father said, we need to go over here. No, we got revival happening here. No, they got this taken care of. They can handle this. We got to go wherever there is no revival. We got to find the new people. And so God thinks different. He really does. He's thinking about the future, not maintaining what you already achieved.
Yeah.
It's always opening new doors, going new places, thinking new things. Humans, we like the same. I like to sleep on the same side of the bed. I want to eat the same chair at the table, have my same coffee cup. I might have 400 cups. I want that one cup on my big moon pie cup. I got my favorite cup. And so we like habits, but God, he's not into habits. He's like to do something new all the time. So God's a creative God. So this new year, you got to kind of think outside the box. If money, time, and talent are no object, what would you like to do? I've dealt with so many men who come in, maybe lost careers, big white-collar job, blue-collar jobs. What am I going to do? So, first I'm going to do is get another job. Well, where? Well, it doesn't matter where. You can't climb the ladder until you get on the bottom rung. You start where you start, and then God will bless. So put your hand to something. So, but I like to have people say, so many men have come in, I'll leave them alone. I cut them off and said, listen, I'm going to give you this pad of paper. I'm going to give you this pencil. I'm going to step next door. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to write down a 5-year plan. What are you going to do in the next 5 years? Maybe they just lost a job, just got laid off, just went through a horrible divorce. I mean, all kinds of, what are you going to do? You can't live in the past. You don't have a time machine. You can't go back in time. You can't change a thing. Only thing you can do about your past is repent or forgive. So where are you going to go? What do you want to do? Put it on a piece of paper. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain on paper so others can read it and understand what you're doing, where you're going. So for yourself, you got to get a vision for your life. I remember when David came back, Ziklag, and the people had invaded his house, stole his family, stole his cattle, stole his sheep. All his men, they're all depressed. So their kids are gone. Their wives are gone. They're broke. And so they're wanting to kill David. And so the Bible says David walked into the woods. Where's he going? Well, the Bible says he walked out in the woods to encourage himself. Where are you going, David? I'm going to go and talk to myself for a little bit, and I'll be back. So he went to encourage himself. Well, got a good word from God, got the men routed together. They went and got everything back, got their own sheep, the cattle, and the kids, and their wives, and they got all the enemy stuff. So it was a real prosperous week when what looked like a horrible thing, God said, no, I'm going to bless you out of this. I don't care what you think's going on. God's got nothing but good planned for you. Nothing but good. Yeah. God's going to work all things out. You're good. But you got to keep your heart there. You can't get your mind to start getting over in the ditch. We're never going to make it. We'll never get out of debt. We're never going to be happy. Kids are never going to get off drugs. We're never going to get raised. Quit saying that. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak Sam strong, let the poor Sam rich, call those things that be not as though they were. I was going through Canada one time by train, a bunch of different churches, and I was this one town I stopped, and this one pastor said, are you one of those name and claim it preachers? I said, what? Are you one of those name and claim it preachers? I thought, I guess I am. That's how I got saved. I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that he died for me and God raised from the dead. And I confess that with my mouth. That's how I got saved. I believe in saying what God says. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I just say what God says. Where'd you get that? The Bible. Volume 2 is not coming out. God's hanging with Volume 1. So start reading some scripture. Start with a proverb a day. Read a psalm every now and then and say what God says about you. All right. I'm blessed and highly favored. People like me that don't even know why. I am surrounded with a shield of divine favor, Psalm 512. Where'd you get that? The Bible. God said, I'm surrounded with a shield of divine favor. I've dealt with my kids before. They get out of college, go get jobs. My one daughter came in. I went to her house. She's crying. What's wrong with you? Well, they promised me a raise 3 years ago, and I've not had one in 3 years. For 3 years, nobody's getting raised. Honey, right now, the economy's kind of down. Nobody's hardly got jobs. I mean, so what are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to quit, get me a better job. I said, really? Well, now, who's hiring? I'm sorry. Who's hiring? I don't know. I'm going to find a better job. Well, don't quit your day job, sugar. And so, well, I'm just going to quit. I said, well, we just need to get an agreement. You know, I'm your father. I love you. So I'm going to set myself in agreement according to Matthew 18, 19. You said you're never going to get a raise. So I just want to agree with you. In Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18, 19, that company will never give you a raise. Many people down there are going to get raises, but not you. You will never get a raise. And she said, Dad, quit saying that. No, I'm saying what you say, babe. I'm your father. I want what you want. If you don't want a raise, in Jesus' name, I plead the blood. You'll never, ever get a raise to that company. Dad, quit saying that. Well, then you quit saying it.
Yeah.
And so 8 months later, she was the employee of the year, and she got her salary, I think, double. So Get your mouth going the right direction. God inhabits praise. What are you praising for? Well, I ain't got nothing to praise for. Well, that's the problem. It's called the sacrifice of praise because you don't ever feel like doing it.
You know, I think that Joe's kind of chatty today.
That's good. We like it.
So the thing is I think as we're starting this new year and you're getting, I think you have to remind yourself that the enemy doesn't mind if you're busy. He minds if you're effective.
Ooh.
And
make a bump stick out of that.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, he tries to keep us caught up in the busyness of life and missing out on being the effective part of life. I remember years ago, I had my first job in ministry I was with the Power Team. Some of you may remember them.
Yes.
I was the first secretary for them. And we were all young, fresh out of college. None of us had ever been in ministry before. We didn't know what we were doing. And so our greatest asset was that when God told us to do something, we just go, okay, we'll just do it. We'll just do it. And so I remember, I'll never forget that John was doing the meeting one day and he says, there's four of us. He's writing down what we're going to accomplish in the next year. This year, we're going to get on People Magazine. This year, we're going to get a weekly television show. And we're going to churches of like 300 people at the time. This year, we're going to go to citywide arenas. This year, we're going to put out a magazine. And he's just going down this list that we're all like, who's he going to do all this with? You know, we know the budget. We know it's just so far out there. But he wrote it down. And we did all of those things that year. Mm. Every one of those things. And it taught me the biggest lesson. Someone said to me once years ago, whatever your dream is, God has bigger. So dream big because you can't outdream him.
That's good.
And sometimes with the busyness of life, and I think some of the biggest things the enemy's brought to us in these last few years, fear with what's going on in our nation and the world and anxiety of the economy and what's going to go on with that. It's taken tapped into the dreamer part of us and kind of tried to kill it. So I think if we take this new year as a time to say, let's refocus and go back to what it is that God has called us to do as an individual, as a couple, as a family, for the kingdom. And it's time. So many times we get so busy in life, we say, well, let me just work on my ministry or my church or here. We got to get kingdom minded where I don't care if you're at the church down the road that I've never been to, but I'm in this with you. We are together for the kingdom's sake. Yeah. And instead of being critical about something I don't agree with, see what it is that you're doing right and cheer them on and everything. So I think it's an important time for us as believers to come together. And because I feel like some of us, we feel the world just squeezing in and we've got to push back out and say, hey, wait a minute. We're not going to shrink back. Nope. This is our time. This is our time to move. These are our best days. This is when God created us for this time to be a part of ushering in his return. And what a greater honor to have than to be trusted with that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, you think, gosh, really? Okay, now the Bible's becoming real to me. He does just choose the average Joes. He does just
I'm qualified.
Yes, exactly. So as we take this time together as part of the kingdom and say, you know, let's as a family and an individual say, what is it that God wants us to accomplish? What have I lost track on? And where do I need to be going? And as we take the time to do that, I think we will spring into this next year like we've never, you know, like we're headed towards the finish line.
There was a great secular book written one time. I still got it on my bookshelf somewhere called Write It Down, Make It Happen. Lady got thinking about, you know, what do I want to do in life? She's single. She wanted to be married. She didn't have a good job. So I'm driving down the interstate in California, and I pass this guy in a car. And says, that's a handsome guy. I like to marry a guy that looks like that. You know, I'd like to have a car like that one day. And I started writing it down. And I think 80-something% of the things she wrote down came to pass. Lou Holtz that coached so many great colleges, Arkansas, Minnesota, Notre Dame. He was big on writing down visions. Said, I wrote down one day, I wrote my vision. I just got laid off from a college, didn't have a job. My wife's pregnant with a new baby. And she got depressed. She threw a pad of paper down in front of me on the kitchen table. Lou, write down a vision. Get some idea of where you're going to go. And so Lou said, I did it just to shut her up. But he said, I wrote down 103 things that there's no way any one of them is going to happen. I think 87 of them came to pass. Write the vision down. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Does anybody know? Put it on a piece of paper. Something happens, you write something down. And so I believe in that. Write the vision. Make it plain, the Bible says. Write the vision. So put it on a piece, 3x5 card.
And as you start to achieve it, as you take steps, share them with us. Yeah. We want to know. Yes. We want to hear
Tell
about.
Tell people.
Yes, exactly. Because that
gains momentum.
If you're handing the baton on to somebody else to keep running. So, but we love you. And we're really believing God that this year is going to be the greatest year for us as individuals, as a ministry, but also for you. For our partners that have stood with us, have prayed and believed God, we are in agreement with you that your dreams, your vision for what God has for your life is coming to pass.
Don't live in the past. You know, every time God did a miracle, he made them pile up rocks, or he did when they parted the Red Sea, they crossed the Jordan River. He said, pile this up. Remember about this. Remember this. The time when God showed up, God did great things. Think on these things, not on these other things. Whatever's lovely, honest, just praise with the good report. Think on these things, not the other stuff. So control your thought life. Don't let thoughts bounce around your head like a ping pong ball on the concrete floor. Think on purpose. Don't think stupid.
Yeah. So. And guys, we just want to encourage you that once again, you are not alone. Not only is God with you, but we here at Joe McGee Ministries, we are praying for you all the time.
Yes.
So you can know that you guys have people covering you in prayer and that you have a family in the body of Christ that is joining with you and believing that God is working in your life. You're going to accomplish the vision that he's given you. And if you need a vision, he's revealing it to you all the time. And Joe, you also have a great resource that I encourage everybody to get called The Incredible Power of Vision. It's on CD and digital download MP3. They can go get it at joemcgee.com. Go get that. Share it not only with maybe your spouse, but some family members, some people that are really wanting to know, God, what do you want me to do right now? That's going to help them discover it, and not only help them discover it, but then fulfill that as well. So guys, we want to thank you so much. We're excited for this year. And once again, thank you for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe.
God bless, guys.
We love you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.